Now you can learn how to make more money, pay less in taxes, and protect your family and assets. This is the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I love this time with you because we get to talk about your life, your family, your money, taxes, and everything in between. You see, my goal during the next 30 minutes is to educate you and entertain you about issues that are important to all of us. And that is why we always start the show off with our senior citizen lawyer, Dustin McFarlane. Let me tell you something about the senior citizen lawyer. He is all in on helping you and your family and making sure your assets are protected. Let's face it, all of us are going to die and none of us want to pay too much in taxes, which is why everyone should contact the senior citizen lawyer if you own a home, if you have children, if you've got assets. And then, of course, in our second segment, we address business issues. That's where I'm really going to give you some golden nuggets, some tips and information that can hopefully help you gross more money. And then, of course, we always round third base and head home and talk with our tax man. I love talking taxes. I know many of you think it's boring, but I think it's sexy. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome in our senior citizen lawyer, Dustin McFarlane.
Hey, Ronnie. Thanks for having me.
Dustin, I love our interviews because, as you know, I love my mom, I love seniors, and family is the most important thing to me. Can we start this off with a simple question? Who are you, Dustin, and what does the senior citizen lawyer do?
So I am an attorney. I focus my practice on working with senior citizens and their families, people who love those senior citizens. My goal is to protect those seniors and make sure that they get the long-term care they need, make sure that they don't outlive their money, and make sure that they can just be happy and associate with their family, just enjoy their golden years.
And I'm glad you brought up that issue, right? We've got long-term care benefits. It's an epidemic. My mom is 87, so you and I know what's coming. How do you help families deal with long-term care benefits?
I think the first thing we're focused on is making sure that if there's a public program out there to help pay for that care, we want you to qualify for and get the help from the government to pay for that long-term care benefit. And so there are things that pay for either it's assisted living or skilled nursing facilities, but there's a few programs out there that can really help offset that cost. And the less money you have to spend, the longer your savings lasts, the better quality of life you have, and the better legacy you can leave to your kids.
Now, if you qualify for one of these programs that you help your clients with, will your care suffer? Do you somehow get less medical attention? How does that work, Dustin?
It doesn't. Your care does not suffer. It's the same type of care in the same type of facility. In fact, a lot of people come in with the misconception and they say, you know, I don't want to live in one of those government institutions. They're not there. All of this is private business with businesses that take government money to take care of you. If you are interested in learning about what programs might be available for you, give me a call. My phone number is 916-432-2494. Again, 916-432-2494. And you can always reach me at seniorcitizenlawyer.com.
For those of you just joining us, I've got Dustin McFarlane, and he is known as the senior citizen lawyer. Dustin, can you talk about wills and trusts? Because the vast majority of our listeners, they don't have either, and they're in for the shock of their lives as they age.
Yeah, everybody should have a will. And a will is nothing more than a letter to a judge in a courtroom, and the judge is overseeing your estate after you die. So the only way to make your will work is if you go to probate. But we don't like doing that. We don't want to do it. It's expensive and time-consuming and, quite frankly, totally unnecessary. So we can do a trust. A trust is effective not only now, but also after you die. And it allows us to avoid going to probate. So if we do it right, we never use your will, but yet we got to have one. It's really important.
And what's so amazing about a trust, Dustin, is that not only does it protect your family, protect your assets, make sure that none of the boogeymen ever come out and steal from you, but it also quite possibly can save your life because maybe you'll qualify for some type of long-term care benefit and not lose everything. So my question for you is obvious. How come the vast majority of people do not have any type of estate plan, trust, or anything else that is relative to these issues?
So that question is obvious to you and me, but I think there's a lot of misinformation out there, first of all, and we don't really know what we don't know. Most folks don't understand how crucial having an estate plan, which is having a trust and a power of attorney and a health directive, all that stuff, how crucial that is. And the other dirty little secret is, it's going to happen to my neighbors, it's going to happen to my friends, but guess what? It's not going to happen to me. I'm never going to get sick. I'm never going to die. I don't need that stuff tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow, but not today. And that's the problem. Come in for a free consultation and let's just talk about whether or not an estate plan, a will and a trust and other important documents would help you and your family. My number is 916-432-2494. Again, 916-432-2494. Or you can reach me at seniorcitizenlawyer.com.
Again, we've got senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarland, and we are talking about wills, trusts, asset protection, long-term care benefits. Dustin, we've got to address a dirty secret, and that is the epidemic of elder abuse. You and I talk about this all the time. What is going on with this epidemic, and more important, how do you help?
Ronnie, it is an epidemic. Seniors have the money, and younger generations, most of the time it's families, are doing everything they can to steal that money before the senior dies. In fact, I want to share a story with you of someone who was recently in my office. They came in and sat down and said, Dustin, we have this problem. Our sister is trying to sell mom's house out from under her. The sister had taken mom to a notary and had the mom sign the house over to this one sister who is recovering alcoholic, who's never worked, who's been living off mom's income, has her boyfriend live in there and her daughter living there. It was a holy mess. And so they said, Dustin, how can you protect this house? And sadly, I said, the only way to do this is to go to court and sue her and get a judge to unwind it. Now, had they come to my office 3 months, even 3 days before that happened, and asked the question, we need to protect our mom, can you help us? I could have stopped that and made it so it was impossible for that daughter to steal that house. After the fact, it's really tough to recover assets. But if we can do it before, if we can get in before those assets are stolen, we can stop almost everything.
Dustin, what I love about what you do is that you help families protect their loved ones. This includes seniors, children, but you also protect assets. Please remind our audience how important it is to protect family and that hard-earned money that you work a lifetime to collect.
Yeah, it is really important. And some people even have the attitude, oh, it's only $50,000. Oh, it's only $100,000. Let me tell you, my thought is it's everything. That's what it is. It's everything that you have. And if you lose everything, where does that put you? Imagine life without everything. So if you want to protect what you have, your home, your money, your grandchildren, to make sure that they will be taken care of, give me a call. My number is 916-432-2494. Again, 916-432-2494. Or you can reach me at seniorcitizenlawyer.com.
You see, the thing about our radio show that I hope you love is that we are always going to feature senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarland to talk about these issues because the truth is, I love my mom and I hope you do too. All right, everybody, I've got to take a break. But on the other side, I am going to discuss an important business issue that's going to help you make more money. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Showing you how to become more secure in your retirement. The Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show continues.
If you die without a trust, the government can take control of your assets. Hi, I'm senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarlane. Call me today for a free consultation so I can help protect your assets and loved ones. 916-432-2494 or go to seniorcitizenlawyer.com.
Are you sick and tired of wasting money on online business advertising that doesn't work?
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and I've generated thousands of leads and highly recommend RPM National because they guarantee new leads for your business.
Let RPM National generate more leads for you. 916-676-3916, 916-676-3916. That's 916-676-3916. RPM National, we generate leads.
IRS tax problems?
Call 800-410-4513.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and this is one of my favorite segments of the radio show because I get to focus on business-related issues and topics that help you, Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner, make more money. You see, the thing is, I am a business owner, which means I'm seeking clients, and I'm seeking calls, and I'm seeking inquiries just like you. But the thing about seeking clients and calls and new business that always shocks me about the clients and customers that I consult is that no one, and I mean no one, is aware of tracking. And when I talk about tracking, I'm talking about your telephone calls, your clients, and your leads. Because all of us want more business. Of course you want your clients to walk through your door if you have a retail store. And of course, if you are a professional service provider, like I am, you want your clients to go to your website, fill out the form, or pick up the phone and call you. But to my amazement, very few business owners actually know where the client came from. For example, are your clients hearing your advertisement on the radio? Because a lot of businesses like to advertise on the radio, and they have a specific phone number in their radio ad, so when the client calls, they know where the client came from. That is tracking. What about TV? Do you advertise on TV like I do? I'm on TV all the time. I've got television commercials with telephone numbers that are designated to track that exact commercial from the exact city it's in. What about online? I find that the clients I consult are not only clueless about online business issues, their website, their search engine optimization, their reputation management, how well they're performing on Google. They're also clueless about tracking the clients that come to their website. And that is why I want to spend this segment talking with you about tracking. Let me ask you a simple question. If you own a business, and let's just say your buddy, little Charlie, referred you a client, and that client called you and he didn't tell you he was referred by your buddy, how would you know where that call is coming from? So let's just solve that problem immediately by communication. Do you realize that every single person who calls your business, all you have to do is ask them a very simple question. How did you hear about me? How did you hear about our services? Did you go to our website? Did you see our ad on the radio? Did you see us on television? Did you hear our interview on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show? Now, I know many of you are wondering, well, Ronnie, I don't really care about tracking. All I care about is, will my clients come to my business? Will those clients, those potential clients, actually pick up the phone and call? But here's the thing. If you know about tracking, then you know where to spend more money. Now, I met with a client of mine the other day, and I was totally impressed. I've been consulting this client for approximately a half a year, and to my amazement, this client has been listening to every word that I'm saying. And when I met with this client, I saw his tracking reports, and I was impressed. You see, I want you to actually not only track by either asking your client How'd they hear about you? Where'd they get this phone number? But I also want you to prepare reports. Now, I know reports are awful, right? They're like getting a root canal. They're like doing your tax returns. No one likes reports. I don't like reports. Here's the thing, though, about reports. Math does not lie. People do. So if you have reports, you're going to be able to look at them and know every day, what is your story? How are your clients contacting you? What is the telephone numbers that they're dialing? Are your ads working? Because remember, back in the day, I spent tens of millions of dollars. We are talking about $500,000 a month I was spending on TV, on the radio, even on taxi cabs all throughout the country, besides online. And yet, are you ready for this? When we asked our clients, how did you hear about Ronnie Deutsch? What prompted you to call? Do you know what some of these clients told us? They told us that they thought they saw me on a bench ad. And here's the thing, I've never advertised on a bench, but my brand and my name became so powerful that all of the ads were working. And so again, I respect that you may be a small business owner. You may only spend $1,000 a month, $2,000, $10,000, $20,000 on advertising. But here's the thing, if you would like me, Ronnie Deutsch, to act as your business consultant and help you in every way imaginable, write my phone number down, 1-800-750-7270. 1-800-750-7270. You see, the thing is this, I grossed over $100 million. I know how to help you, and I know how important it is for you to track your advertising, to know where every dollar is coming from so that you can spend more to make more. Now, I know that's shocking to many of you. Ronnie, I don't want to spend more money on my advertising. I'm already on Google. I'm already spending money on social media. I am on TV, on the radio. But here's the thing. How's your ad working? Do you have reports and do you know how they're tracking? Because if you don't know the math behind your advertising, you might as well go to Las Vegas and put all your money on number 20, which happens to be my favorite number, which is why I am so excited about the upcoming year of 2020. So again, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and I am a high-powered business consultant. I work with clients and businesses who are seeking to double and triple their business income. You make $250,000 and you want to make $1 million. Or maybe your business is grossing $1 million and you'd like to gross $3 million. Give me a call, 1-800-750-7270. Again, 1-800-750-7270. I'd like to talk with you about your business, your goals, your growth. I'd like to audit your online presence, take a look at your website, your branding, and make you a lot more money. All right, everybody, I've got to take a break. But on the other side, we've got our tax man who's all about helping you and your family on your taxes. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Focusing on the secrets of making more money. There's more coming up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, I'm Robert Forsyth, owner of OIC Tax Services, tax expert on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. It's time to take care of your tax issues. Call OIC Tax Services at 1-800-695-3010. Here at OIC Tax Services, we have terms and financing, so I don't want you to feel that you have to pay all of our fees up front. We are affordable, so please call OIC Tax Services at 1-800-695-3010. Or go to OICTaxServices.com. Thank you.
When you die, if you don't have a trust, your home and assets may face government control, and you don't want that. Hi, I'm senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarland. Call me today for a free consultation, 916-432-2494, or go to seniorcitizenlawyer.com.
'Cause I'm the tax man. And I'm the tax lady. Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and the vast majority of you know me as the tax lady, and that is because I own the largest tax law firm in the United States of America for 22 years. Yes, I was insane. That is why this segment with our tax man, Bob from OIC Tax Services, is personal to me. Hello, Bob, and welcome to the show.
Well, hello, Ronnie. Thanks for having me back. Good morning.
You know what's interesting, Bob? You and I were talking about the divorce rate and the fact that a lot of people who go through divorces owe the IRS. Can we address this painful subject and how, of course, you help those going through a divorce who owe the IRS?
Yes, I can, Ronnie. I'm getting quite a few clients. Well, I shouldn't say quite a few. I'm getting a handful of clients in my office that are either entertaining the prospect of getting a divorce, and they want to find out exactly what the tax implications are. Of course, here in California, we are in a community property state, which is a whole new show. Let me talk about divorce here. You've got a couple that's amicable. Fantastic. One person says, hey, look, honey, I'm going to be making the payments on this. Don't you worry about this. They put this into the divorce decree. Everything is good. Now you've got the couples where it's contentious, where one says, hey, I'm not making this payment. I'm not making this payment either, honey. What are we going to do? Well, ultimately, they decide not to make the payment. What happens? The IRS is going to see these folks are divorced, and they're going to turn around, and they are going to petition both of these taxpayers to make this payment for the exact same amount.
What you're saying, Bob, is if you owe the IRS and you go through a divorce and you set up an installment agreement and the spouse doesn't make the payment, the IRS is now going to go after both spouses. That is awful. What are they going to do to both spouses in that situation?
Well, Ronnie, what they're going to do is say you owe a substantial amount. You're over $20,000, $25,000. They're going to end up giving your wife or your husband the tax debt and you also. So here, one, you're both paying $25,000. And they're, now it's into a big argument because the IRS is going to want to see separate financials for the wife, separate financials for the husband, and they're going to try and collect that debt, $25,000 for the missus, $25,000 for the mister. This could have been settled before the divorce when we had the opportunity to know it was coming. Listen, if you're going through a divorce or you're contemplating to get a divorce, contact me here at OIC Tax Services, 916-331-2011. Let's go through a consultation before the divorce attorneys get involved, and let's see what is going to happen with these taxes. Call me, 1-916-331-2011.
I've got Bob here from OIC Tax Services, and you know him as the Tax Man. He's on our show every week. Bob, let's talk about some of the IRS outstanding tax programs that are available to taxpayers who owe the IRS.
Right now, Ronnie, we're looking at quite a few offers and compromises for our clients. That is the sexy program with the IRS. Now, what I want to talk to you about here today is the nuts and bolts about the offer and compromise program. And I do have a case study that I want to talk to you about. I have some clients here in Sacramento that we are going through the offer and compromise for. And we have an examiner who's examining this case. They go through the financials. They go through your assets. They go through everything. And what has happened here, this examiner sent us a 10-day notice. He needs this information within 10 days. So we replied to the examiner. Well, guess what? The examiner went out on a health leave. He left the office. He was gone and has been gone for over 6 weeks. So what we have done, and we didn't find this out until just last week, that we have continually pounded the phones and trying to get a hold of him and find out exactly what financial information he needs. We finally got a hold of one of his coworkers. She was so embarrassed. She was so apologetic. She said she's going to take care of this right away. If you're thinking about filing an offer and compromise, call a professional first. Call me at 916-331-2011 or go to my website at OICTaxServices.com.
The thing that makes you remarkable, Bob, is that you can find a solution for your client's problems, meaning if they don't qualify for the offer and compromise, you can get them in an installment agreement or even the currently not collectible program. What is an installment agreement and how can that help you if you owe the IRS?
Installment arrangements, Ronnie, they should be carefully thought out. We have to look at your financials. Let's do something that makes sense. The IRS is going to look at your financials and tell you what makes sense to them. We're going to look at your financials and negotiate with the IRS that makes sense for you, because you are ultimately responsible for paying this installment arrangement. We can't set something up that you can't pay, or you're intimidated by the IRS on the phone into agreeing to an installment arrangement that is way out of your league. Call me at 916-331-2011. We can help you. Our consultations are free. We also do tax returns, everything from corporation to W-2 to Schedule Cs. Check out my website at OICTaxServices.com.
Thanks, Bob. I always love our interviews. All right, everybody, I am out of time. Thank you so much for your support, for liking us at Ronnie Deutsch Radio, and for checking out our beautiful website, RonnieDeutschRadio.com, where you can hear all of our previous shows and check out our amazing experts. I hope all of you have a wonderful rest of the week and feel good. Look forward to seeing you next weekend on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Nobody gonna kill my vibe.